It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Rob. I already played that one. Sorry. I already played that one.
Huh? Cool. Boobs. That's awesome.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi.
Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. Now, on the subject of the Buzz Bids, we're going to get to them later on in this break, but Buzz has had some issues today, and I have to be very clear.
He's less than pleased.
He is not pleased. Mr. Burbank is not happy. Buzz, would you like to explain to us why you are not happy today?
Well, first let me say that I am happy with the women who showed up today.
Of course, yes.
I'm not happy about the women who have not showed up today, who said they were going to be here.
That's bedlam.
Just on first names only, who would they be?
Let's see. Those who didn't post would be Anne-Marie and Melanie.
We have Melanie on the phone.
Oh.
Well, how are you aware of that? I've got a Melanie right here.
How convenient is that?
Rhymes with bunt.
Now, hang on a second there,
first
Pitbull.
The trial, then the hanging.
Right. You got the right jury in here, Mike.
Let's go to Melanie. Melanie, where are you calling from?
Well, now I'm in Philadelphia.
Of course you
are. Oh, so you were in Philadelphia, and you told Buzz that
you'd
be here for the show today, knowing full well. Melanie, hold on. I'm talking. So you told Buzz that you'd be here on the show, and then you decided to cancel. How soon before the show did she let you know she wasn't going to be on?
If I've not confused myself, I think I heard from Melanie just before showtime.
What time did you call Buzz before the show, Melanie?
Or right.
I did not at all, actually. Am I being reprimanded?
Hold on a second. She said she didn't call you. Buzz, clear this up for me. I'm very confused.
Melanie,
I'm looking at this right now, and it says Buzz Babe who couldn't make it. Did you or did you not call Buzz before the show?
I did not.
Yeah. Did you notify him?
Hold on, stop. Wait, did you email him or something?
No, I didn't do anything.
So no notice at all then.
Wait, stop. Hold it. Mm-hmm. Did she or didn't she IM you or call you?
Oh my God.
Not asking you, Melanie, I'm asking Buzz.
Whatever she says.
I don't care.
Hold on just a second. What do you mean?
I got an email from somebody. Maybe it was Anne Marie just before the show. Yes.
Okay.
I'm handling a lot of people here.
I know, but I said this is Melanie. Did she let you know? Yeah. You said she's the one that called you, so we misrepresent Melanie. I apologize.
I'm mistaken.
Tell me what the deal is with Melanie.
I don't know, Melanie. Did you give me any?
Can I tell you the deal?
Did you give me any notice at all?
No, none.
Okay. So now there's your answer. She gave me no notice.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah. Now you know.
Yeah. So what's going on, Melanie?
Well, I have a bunch of kids around me, and
thanks so much for the call.
There you go.
All right. Very good.
She's surrounded by children.
I bet you those are lucky kids.
That was former candidate Melanie. That's our first rejection. Yeah!
Yeah.
That's it.
Chad, what's the third letter of the alphabet?
C.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Very good.
Melissa.
All right. Beth Ann has informed me that we have something that's going to be brought in. I enjoyed that.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Ooh. Oh, what do we have? Oh, my God. Look at this.
Oh, no.
Look at that.
The lobster's here.
Oh, my God. Jeez. Oh, my God.
How are those claws, dude?
It's a lobster.
Jesus Christ. No lie, that lobster is older than Mike if it got that big.
There's a lobster loose.
Wow. That's amazing.
Oh, my God. You don't look like Tommy.
Wow.
Right. The lobster looks more like Tommy than he does.
Now, you know what? I think we're going to have to put this outside. I really do. But, man, this is good. This is wonderful. Go ahead.
Plug away.
Oh, no. Jeez, this is for you for happy birthday. Nice 10-pound lobster.
Yep. 10 pounds.
From where?
From the Palm Restaurant.
Oh. Yeah.
And as you know, it is Lobster Fest. Yeah.
Remember, at the Palm, if you finish the drink, you get to keep the glass.
Thank you, and say hi to my good friend Tommy Giacomo down there at the Palm. You can take that outside, and people can pick at it and have fun with it and all. That is good.
That is the largest lobster I've ever seen in my life.
He's holding the 10-pound lobster, and it's like not moving here. What's your name, sir?
No, it's Dan.
Frank.
Frank, you work down at the Palm?
Yeah, head chef.
Okay. You're the head chef at the Palm.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, my God. You're a young guy.
Congratulations.
Very nice meeting you. A pleasure. Yeah. That's good stuff. Well, everybody, that is delightful. Take that outside and divvy it up and have everybody pick at it.
What a great day to be on a diet.
Oh, Rob.
It's protein.
This is killing me.
It looks amazing.
Look at that, I have to go upstairs in 10 minutes to get a protein bar.
Think thin.
On my birthday weekend.
It's your birthday.
Wow. Yeah.
You got a 10-pound lobster. We got a 6-pack today on our show. It was amazing. fine.
Really?
Yes.
Somehow right now the six-pack is good, too. But that's great. Tommy Giacomo's a good friend. The Palm Restaurant,
amazing.
They've always been very nice
yes,
to the
they
show.
Have.
And that was a massive crustacean.
It is.
That's a Jurassic Park thing.
What did I watch? There was another one of those. There's so many of those actuality shows now. They're hard to keep track of. But there was one. I think it's called Lobsterman. And they're
yes,
out there.
Yes.
And I didn't know.
I thought that was about a superhero.
Lobster Man.
Oh, Lobster Man. Okay.
I always thought that the lobstermen were like what I see up in Maine with these guys in these little boats that go just off the coast. I didn't know they do the full-fledged put a string of traps out.
Right.
And that's when they get the big monsters.
Did you watch Lobster Wars or Lobster Men?
I think it was. I'm not sure. Is it Lobster Wars?
There's like three of them on just about the lobster fishermen on the East Coast.
They're going pretty badass with the actuality television. Yeah.
Happy
right
effing
now.
Birthday, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
I appreciate
happy
that.
Happy effing birthday.
Oh, Melanie is calling back. She's upset.
Oh, that's
she must
insane.
Have gotten disconnected.
I'm sorry.
That must be what happened.
Melanie got disconnected before.
There's a misunderstanding.
Melanie, sorry about that. We disconnected you before, so.
We were discussing lobsters,
oh,
not
crabs. I'm sorry.
Crabs.
She's gone again.
Chow, chow.
I don't know what happened there.
Maybe it's the Philadelphia terrible. Phone line.
Let me see a picture of Melanie.
Okay, so, give me a second.
Before you take it off the website.
Bring that up.
I want to see a picture.
I love
excuse me, I really think, last week, Buzz asked five candidates to be Buzz Babes to show up. Mm-hmm. They not only called, they confirmed, and they showed up.
Right.
And then to come in, and she, did I not detect just the tiniest, right at the beginning, tiny little toot?
Oh, more than that.
Yes. See, I don't think I'm.
No, she seemed very nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now with counterpoint.
You know, Louis Jelly has been waiting a very long time here. Let's go to Louis Jelly.
Of the show.
Hey, Louis, how are you, brother?
And happy birthday.
How are you, wow, nice. Louis Jelly?
Louis Jelly, that's me.
You're Louis Jelly. I love you, Louis Jelly.
Must be jelly because jam don't shake like that.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen.
How's your blindness and your stutter?
My blindness and my stutter is still here.
You know, I love you, man, and it was great having you on the show.
Man, I had a great time. I want to ask you about the podcast. Y'all don't keep them, do you?
The podcast, yeah, we keep them around.
They stay up indefinitely.
Your podcast should be there, I would imagine.
What happened was somebody went on there the other day and said that some of the segments is gone.
What?
Some of the segments was gone. That's all, folks.
I'll have a Christmas
without you. Anyway.
Check it out, Louis. I think you should be able to retrieve that. I'll put you on hold.
And I ain't got my Michael Moore T-shirt yet.
Oh, you haven't? Okay.
No.
Well, thanks a lot. Happy birthday.
Just look
to
in
me.
The mail.
All right. Is this true? Is this a third go-round? Melanie is on, and she is sorry.
Tell me about it.
Melanie is on, and she is sorry. All right. Show of hands. How many trust this?
What do you mean, trust?
Trust that she's just going to say something nasty.
Well, I don't know. We haven't heard what she's
asking
to say
yet. I'm just asking
yet.
For a show of
hands. I trust her.
Buzz, she's directly burned you, so I have to ask you. So what is that? Are you looking for her or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, I finally found the picture.
All right, let me see the picture so I know who I'm talking to. This is fun.
This is Melanie.
I'm just having a little fun with Melanie.
This is Melanie here.
Oh, she's pretty.
Yeah, she is.
She most resembles Buzz?
I would like to know. I'm not sure.
I haven't softened my position at all.
Let's see what she has
let's
to
see,
say.
Yeah, let's see what she has
this
to say.
This is going
to
go really well, Mike.
I think it's going to go beautiful.
Get ready, America, for a really nice moment.
Hi, Melanie. You're back on the air.
Oh, finally. Hi, guys. I'm sorry.
Hi, Melanie.
Melanie, I'm ready for her to deliver the dagger right now.
Melanie, what happened?
Oh, I don't know.
sounds so phony,
you
the way you're saying that.
You don't know?
Well, no, I am really sorry. I'm in Philadelphia right now.
Uh-huh.
I had a bad breakup last night, and my parents made me come to Philadelphia, I'm from.
I see.
No,
cares,
like...
you whore! Nobody likes you! You're not on TV, you're on the radio, so nobody cares that you're hot. Die! Die, you whore!
Yeah, that's Chad. He's
Jesus Christ!
He's just kidding around.
I want to apologize for Chad and say that you're a huge bitch.
Chad is Chad and Oscar, a slightly more misogynistic program than this one.
Mike, you would agree.
Chad is so worked up, he's sliding over to me. Right,
you would agree. Yeah. This bitch has gotten by on her looks her whole life. Mm-hmm. So she thought that she could just bail out on your show and everything will be fine because she has a tight ass. Go F yourself. You're superstars in this room right now, whore. Superstars!
Mike, do you realize Chad makes me look like Oprah?
All right. I'm sorry.
It's true. Hey, you know, in this particular circumstance, I am delighted to have him here.
Thank you.
I think this worked out. Buzz, would you like to comment on it? Buzz, I know you are the farthest from that of anybody in this room. How do you feel about young Melanie?
So hard for him.
It is hard for me. I am deeply disappointed. She made a commitment, or at least I believed she had, and she's not here, and I'm very sorry about that.
Guys, in any job, if you walked into a job interview and you said, look, I couldn't make the job interview because I had a horrible fight with my boyfriend. I'm sorry. You don't get a second chance.
Where's 484? Is that Philadelphia?
She's calling back. She's calling back. That's the same number before. She's
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello.
Yes, this is Mike O'Mara Show.
Here, I have someone that wants to talk to you.
Not interested, Melanie. We want to talk to you.
Is this Melanie?
Hey, Carson. She said that he wanted to talk to you. Oh.
Hello, who's this?
Really? It's Melanie.
Melanie, I give
what
you.
What a surprise.
I will give. No, hold on a second. I'm giving Melanie a little credit for perseverance here.
Yeah, you have
this
to.
Is four phone calls in a row here. Why don't you talk? Listen, Chad.
Okay.
Chad, I know this is hard for you.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Chad, but it's just.
It's your show, Mike.
I'm enjoying the dynamic here. Speak to Buzz. Go ahead, Melanie.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Melanie.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I could be better if I was there.
I'm sorry to hear about your breakup, but what if you had had a job interview today?
You know, that would have been awesome.
I think
this
Melanie,
was kind of like that.
Melanie, I think seriously, though, hold on, Rob. I think, Melanie, that Buzz would like to just hear once and for all the entire explanation of why you didn't show up. If you could start from the beginning, we'd appreciate it.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
What happened?
Go ahead.
What happened? Go ahead. Why did he leave you?
Let's let her start. Please let her start. Go ahead, Melanie. I don't want to interrupt you anymore. Right. And okay. is there a small brat like screaming in the background
there's three of them actually.
Yeah. And they're all half black, aren't they, Melanie?
Oh, now stop it.
Calm down. I'm sorry.
Chad.
Easy. All right, Melanie, go ahead. Start
your
explanation.
Show all the time. You don't have to hate on me.
All right, go ahead. All right. Now,
seriously.
Now, yeah, start
I put up your rating.
Melanie, yes. I am asking you for an explanation. You've got 2 seconds to give it to me.
All right.
Go.
I wanted to come to Philadelphia.
Thank you. That's all
I wanted to do.
I didn't see it coming. Thank God you did that.
That's all I wanted to do. I wanted to start. Nobody was giving her a chance to start her explanation.
Exactly, Mike.
I was
that
just starting to like her.
Bring the stripper in so we can have a little fun.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a great warm-up,
isn't
it?
Turn this train around.
Right.
Now, Buzz, you're not going to talk to her anymore, are you?
I mean, I think the decision is clear. I think she's missed her chance.
No, that's trouble. That's pure trouble. We don't need that at all. And, ladies and gentlemen, please.
Hey.
Oh,
here she comes.
Look who's here.
Now I remember.
Oh, my God. Look at you. Wow.
Now we're getting somewhere.
I missed you. Yes, I missed you. This is Skylar here. Look at this. Oh, you wonderful.
Skylar.
Nubian
my goodness
princess.
Gracious.
My God. You're
welcome.
Gorgeous. Oh, and you smell. Oh, yeah.
She smells nice.
Diamonds in her navel.
Wow, here. Right, Rob, I'm going to move this microphone over
that'll
here.
That'll be fine.
Very nice.
Lovely short hair.
How are you, Skylar?
I'm great. How do you guys like
Skylar's
to
like the
it's
best.
Nice.
It works for you.
The last you saw me, it was kind of long. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know. You've got lovely new. I love the new shirt.
She's got the Tiffany necklace, Oscar. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Nice chain.
See, you noticed that. Yeah.
Heavy chain around her neck.
Nice. It's like $500 right there.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, Skylar.
Thank you, Rod Roddy.
You, in the adult entertainment business, okay, where you're actually going out to a bachelor party, you're going somewhere where somebody expects you to be, and you tell somebody you're going to be there, it's bad news if you don't shut up, right? I mean, you don't show up.
Either way, Mike.
You know,
yes,
that's the
is.
Alcohol right
Either
there.
Either way, it's bad.
If you don't show up, it's very bad, isn't
it? It's very bad.
It's very bad. And like Melanie, I don't think. Joe, she's calling back.
Wow.
Joe Artinger has her on the. Don't read that. Okay, Skylar. Joe has her back on the line here. Everybody's starting to enjoy this.
This can't go well.
Skylar, would you like to talk to Melanie?
Yes.
How would you handle it if like another girl that was a stripper showed up and was not professional? How would you do it? Would you be rough on her?
I probably would.
All right, well, I'll let you talk.
Chad, can you loan her your headphones
punctual.
So she can
absolutely.
Hear the call?
Because mm-hmm. it's your business.
The importance of showing up.
It is mm-hmm. a business, and we are.
This business
we're supposed
of show.
To, yes, and we're supposed to aim to please.
Okay. Right.
Therefore,
and be professional.
We must be punctual, mm-hmm. professional, as you would with any other.
That's right.
And
job.
Be businesslike.
Very
yes.
good.
Thank
I'm
you.
Sorry, Skylar,
still
you...
fun.
Yes.
But still business.
You want to have a word with
Could you do me a favor? Just for me. This is me. It is my birthday. While you're talking to her, could you just take your top off?
Oh, wow.
I mean, thank you. I really appreciate it.
All about being professional.
I like the way you roll, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you.
Are you guys ready? Are you ready?
Yeah. In this business of strength.
I don't know if we'll ever be ready.
Yes, this is fun.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Yes.
Skylar.
Wow.
Wonderful.
I'm going to stand up because the console's in my way.
Happy birthday. All right.
right.
Oh, wow.
she'll stand up for you, Oscar.
All right, very good.
Everybody's right. Standing.
All right, now when you answer the phone, Skylar, all you just now listen. We're going to let Skylar take the call.
Nobody okay. talking.
Right. Nobody. We're not going to interrupt her. We're just going to let. And you want me to? If you want me to hang up, you go.
And how do I take this?
You
know,
I'm going to take it for you, and then all you say, you're going to see me. It's going to come up right here. Mm-hmm. You're going to see this icon change. And then when you take the call, if you want me to hang up, you just go like that, and I'll do that. But I'll let you handle it. All you have to say is Mike O'Mara Show. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. All right, go.
Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Skylar.
Hi, Melody.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
No, I could be better.
Why is that?
Well, I don't know. For the aforementioned things that have been said about me, which are not true.
What part of it isn't true?
I am pretty professional. I'm a good girl, and I would like to be friends with you, especially if we're going to be buzz babes together.
You aren't going to be a buzz babe.
Easy.
Not a buzz babe. I swear, but Robert's driving me nuts. She's
just
not going to
take
be a,
it easy.
She's a woman that is actually promoting her company.
Mike, listen, in this business of strip.
I know.
So what happened, Melanie? Why did you not show up?
Well, this has happened so many times in my life. Okay. I'm not exactly, like, the best person in the world at showing up on time. So,
I
had
a
bad breakup.
That's strike number one. That's strike number one. In our business, that's exactly what they expect. Mm-hmm. They expect us to be late. They expect us to do a half job.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to prove them wrong. I do every time. Mm-hmm. Every time.
She does.
You go, girl. I appreciate, like, your awesomeness.
She wasn't giving you a compliment, Melanie.
May I jump in with one
yes,
question?
Yes, go ahead, Rob. I'm sorry,
question.
Skylar.
We
have
this,
to
keep this nice because
yes.
in this business of burlesque,
please.
We're
please.
All having a good time.
Quiet.
Melanie,
please.
When you said, no, Melanie, listen to me. Can you hear
yeah.
me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a difference between hearing and listening, and now is your time to listen, okay? Now listen to what I have to ask you. When you said you have a problem being on time, you're habitually tardy, and
yeah.
then you snickered. Did you think that was like a cute little miswiring in your makeup that, you know, I'm late sometimes and that's cute and that's okay because I'm Melanie? And a lot of times,
yeah.
you know, women think that.
Yeah.
Is that the
yeah.
way you feel about yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's
okay.
wrong.
That's unfortunate.
That's wrong.
That's wrong, Melanie. And it's and you know and you're never going to get a chance to make up to
well, you know
make
what?
It up to us. You're not going to do
okay.
that. You know what? There you go. It's okay. Good. I'm glad I hung up on you.
We parted as friends.
Goodbye.
Wonder if she'll call back.
Yes, yes, Oscar. And now everybody. It's,
thank
it's
you for
around.
Raising your hand.
I don't want to pile on, but Melanie, I just saw your picture. I mean, you really can't get away with this for too long. You might be 22, but you look at your 26.
Wow.
Yes, I'd like to point out the alcohol has just entered
yeah.
Oscar's cerebral
yes.
cortex. That's the first sign.
She's a little busted.
You started out so great
yes.
there, you know.
Well, I'm losing it.
You're saying she's not as hot as you think
yes,
she is.
Thank you very much.
Right. The wall is in sight.
Meanwhile, the mad dog over here
no,
to
no.
my left, Mr. Duke. when she started that conversation, I'm looking at Chad, and I am biting through my fingers. I'm so ready to jump in on
I know.
That. You
yeah.
know? But I mean, really, you want if this is the – there's only one requirement – for this gig.
Post.
You're hot,
mm-hmm.
and you show up.
Right.
Oh, and
that's
no penis.
It. That's it. No penis.
Well,
those are the big three.
Wow.
Did we agree on that rule? Is that what we decided?
I'm laying it down
right
now, because if we don't have that rule, it's going to be better.
Yeah, you're probably
absolutely.
Right. What do you think was
I just can't stop staring at Skylar's breast right
yeah.
now. I'm sorry.
They are
wow.
out, they are out
yeah.
there.
Yeah, magnificent.
Professional and wonderful. Timely.
Yes.
What do you think was longer, the Nile River or Melanie's C-section scar?
Wow.
All right, we have to take a break. Let's go to Barry. In Jersey. Barry, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Barry.
Hello, Barry.
Hello, Barry.
Hey, Mike, happy birthday.
God bless you. Thank you, brother.
Listen, what's the outcome of porn inquest yesterday?
The inquest has not concluded. We will be carrying that over into next week. We have the
oh,
final
really?
Suspects. Who are the final suspects, Buzz?
We have Ryan and BDK and Bo, and we also have Sven Lloyd, who I believe is innocent, but he wants to be interrogated anyway.
I bet he does. He wants to be interrogated by you. So that's where it is. Oh, excuse me,
wow.
Skylar. I didn't mean to
well,
burp there. I'm terribly sorry.
It's your birthday.
It's
okay.
Your birthday.
It's his birthday.
I know we have to break, but it's just so hard to break.
It's quite impressive.
Let's right break, now. And then we can come back and do more.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back, and we're paneling. You know what? You know what? We're paneling.
We are,
Skylar. She's not here just to do a job. We're paneling with her because she was very cool with the whole Melanie
and
situation.
She's professional.
She's a total pro. We appreciate that.
A returning favorite.
What do we got coming up? Let me see. Hold on.
What is coming up, Mike?
Well, Skylar will perform for you.
We got the Hollywood Hot Sheet coming up. Also, a little later on today, we're going to play a party password. It's a different password that Beth Ann has worked up. So I'm excited about that.
And we do have friends to meet.
And it's the real women that are BuzzBabe candidates that actually showed up today. Mm-hmm. Just a party. BYOB Friday. Right. Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to Mike.
We'll be right back after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.